I just want to share with you. I was looking at the Shulchan Aruch Rav last night in Siman Shin Hey, and he just puts down that there is a definition of what's considered hutzah versus non-hutzah. It says anything which the animal is doing for the purpose of carrying a masui is part, has a din of hutzah. So it's anything which is, that's part of the process of carrying a burden. What animal is doing, which is something which the animal is doing not for the purpose of a masui, and it's normal for it to do it, so that should go into the halacha that's not considered hutzah. This is what an animal normally wears. As a human being, the criteria would be a little bit different than by an animal. And that's how it quotes Rashi and the Ran. Then he brings that then there's those who argue, there is according to that, a noy which should be normal for it to wear should be permitted. That was the Rashi that we spoke about in the Beis Aleph. And whereas Tosis argues in Rashi says that we have the Gemara before that everybody holds noy as usher and that's it. Now he does not get involved at least in how Rashi answers Tosis Kasha. It's definitely brought down as a machlokes in halacha. And the other sheet, Mishnah Berurah comes out that if you're dealing with Rishus Rabbim, you're dealing with something as the Raisa of the presuming of the Surah of Shizas Behemtoi, you had Shimach Malachosis. It may have been a Carmelist, you'd be allowed to be Mekel. Then he started out in the Orach HaShav. It's just an interesting point. We're talking along those lines. We'll see. Once you get this Mishnah, there's things which are not there to protect the animal per se. It's still going to be mutter, and that's really where the issue comes from. Let's see the Mishnah. Chamor yertzim merdas bisman sheik shuraboy. Merdas was a type of a blanket which would be on the back of the chamor. So that's permitted because the chamor needs it to keep it loses heat. It gets cold too easily. It needs a blanket. But it has to be attached. Otherwise, that shows that it's malbush or alternatively we're afraid otherwise. It looks like you want to carry them or it does. Or it looks like you're planning to go for a very long trip because that's really when the animal would have this problem. So, but if it's attached already from before Shabbos, the Mora says, then they didn't answer it. Schorim.
What does it do before Shabbos?
Yeah, we'll see when it gets to Mora. Rams. Yetzim Levuvin. They can go out with levuvin. Levuvin is that they would wear a certain type of leather around their heart area. Remember the reason why they did that? It's tertiary. Kasher is not just for the Yibuchim. One side says that they're tied together. And where is them? The Morris says, the Nachmisa says, it's a piece of leather which they would wear. They put cover over the male organ in order to prevent them from getting involved with the female. That's how he learns the Mora. Okay. Two pshatim in the Gemara. Rechelis, that's the female sheep. It's a shchuzes. Kibulais u kibunais. Shluzis means you would hold the tail up, which means it would be, therefore, be available for the male to come to it. Kabulos is that you would hold the tail down to prevent it from having becoming impregnated by the male. And kavunas is that you would protect the wool. You have something which covers over on the wool. Ha'izim yotzes tsururos. The goats can go out. Tsururos says this would be female goats. They would have to cover over their udder, was just like tied up, tied against it very tight to dry them up, that they should stop giving milk, which would allow them to become pregnant again, or one reason, Rashi says two more explanations of what tsurus are. This is all the rest except for Rechel Makvonos. We could remember Amr Ezen Surahs, Yotz Surahs Liabesh, Abolo Lechol. Sometimes it was done Liabesh, which, like you said, to dry it up, stopping to give milk. If it was done to catch the milk, that's awesome. Radaz, a crashing, Bastille. It's a type of this blanket. You would put on the chamor to keep it warm. A chamor can catch a cold. It can be cold even in the middle of the summer. Why you need? Should be attached.
I mean, don't we usually say why
does
the sound?
Ukuf is a saddle. Mardeya is a product to make the animal go. Scharim is Elim, is rams. Levuvin, Shkuzas, Kulis, Kumunas, Mechara, Shkumur, all those, what directly those are, will be explained in the Gemara. Surus, the day in Surus, they would squeeze their udders. Pumim, sometimes they would do it liyabesh to dry them out. Shemahatkin, they would tie it up. Kadesh lihichabu, they shouldn't give milk. Yisabru, and therefore they will become pregnant. O yehushmenos lechol, or if they stop producing milk, so that the what they eat will move towards becoming fat and make them fat, tastier to eat. Pumim, they would do it lechol for the milk. Lishmer chelbon, to protect the milk, shall tate the lard, shouldn't drip to the ground. Mekoshin lehem kis bidadein, they put like something there to hold on the kis to catch the milk, which is dripping. Reasar sebekulon, the masi, who all of these things are considered a masui, because they're not really there to they're there for other functions of the animal, other than protecting the animal, therefore different things that the human being needs, except chutzin rechelam hakvunas shehu shehu shmiras samron shliyatanef v'habalu tachshit. That is to protect the animal's wool that shouldn't get dirty, but it is there to protect the animal in the sense of part of the animal is being protected. And therefore, that's considered like we had to do. We had the definite tasha was something which is there to some way for the betterment of the body. No, he's arguing on the shchuzes, kvulas, levuvin, kvunas list, or suras, right? All of those. And Rabbi Huda says, yes, it's first liyabesh. Rabbi Huda is sure like katana kamo, the lab masihu. And these things are not considered masihu because they're normal to do and this is how you take an animal out. They're not there. They're not there to carry anything. Miu liyabesh the mahalik shaper balek lemeches to nafu vasuye vaasi vasuye. If it's tight, which is purpose there is to dry it out. So we're not worried about it falling off and the person picking it up and mistakenly carrying it dalet amos. For milk, which it's not, it catches milk that wasn't put on so tight, we're afraid it might fall off and the person will pick it up and carry it for amos before he puts it back. He'll forget and carry it for amos before he puts it back on, and that's going to be gzeira because of what he saw of the person. It's only mutter if it's attached from before Shabbos. As Rashi says, because that which gives it a status of a malbush, the fact that it's been on there, you know, it's there, it indicates that it's a malbush for the animal, and that's why it's mutter. The Tosis disagrees with that. Tosis says an alternative shot, and he agrees with it. If it's there from before Shabbos, it doesn't look like your goal is to now go on Shabbos and put a burden on the animal for it to carry the merdas somewhere. Or alternatively, it looks like you're gearing up. If it's there from before, if you put it on Shabbos, it looks like you're gearing up for a long trip. It can't go out when it's not tied on. That's the mission. That's the flip mission of this mission later on. This one says and go out when it's attached. This one says can't go out when it wasn't attached. Hey, what's the case? It's not attached at all. So then I understand. Pshita, obviously, we would not allow it to go out without being attached. We'd have this concern of that it falling off the animal's back and a person picking it up and walking the alamas with it. So it's not logical we're going to permit the merdas to be taken out without being attached to the animal. El alav, shena kshura be'er shabbat. He says Enoch Shura doesn't mean Enoch Shura at all, because that's obvious. It means Enoch Shura wasn't attached before Shabbos. B'chal the Reisha, which would mean that the Reisha says that's Mutter Shura Lo Mi'er Shabbos. That's a good right. Tanya Mihachi, we have a Brisa which says it explicitly. Chamor Yitzchak Medas Shura Lo Mi'er Shabbos. Well, Leba Ukef, but not with the saddle. I'll be Shura Lo Mi'er Shabbos, even though it's Shura Lo Mi'er Shabbos, and can't go out with the Ukef. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Afa Ukev is Manshik Shur Lamir of Shabbos. Even though Ukev would be Mutter, because it also Rashi says keeps it warm. But Vavad, if it's attached from before Shabbos, Vavad Shlo Yikshaloi Masrichor, Vavad Shlo Yikshaloi Ritzua Tachas Nafar. If the goal of having the ukav on is to keep the animal warm, so you would just put the saddle on. If the goal is to be able to ride or put some type of a load on it, so there's a concern when the person is taking the animal with the load with the saddle on, that the saddle shouldn't slip towards the back, and it shouldn't slip towards the front, you know, going up or going down an incline. So they would attach it to around the neck, and they also attach it around the tail. So this way it wouldn't move forward. If it's going downhill, the attachment to the by the around the tail would keep it from sliding forward. And if it was going uphill, the attachment around the neck would keep it from sliding back. So that you can't do, because then it looks like your goal is to put some type of a load on it, and that's us. Now this is not a question of itzov, this is a question of simply putting it on in the chotzer because the Chazal have a problem with this, is putting the mardas on the animal. Tosfos says, would this get involved in the shaila of kli being nitl, sarach davar nitl, an animal is a davar, right? Can't use an animal on Shabbos. Tosfos says that's not true because you can, it is davar nitl in a sense, you can move the animal, you can lead the animal, that's can't mishtamish with the animal, but you, the animal is something which you can interact with. You can walk your dog on Shabbos, so it's not considered davening. So with Shabbos, we want to cover the chamor. It's cold. Are we allowed? Is any problem with that? Amar le mutar. He says no problem with that. Chazal did not ask him. Amar le chiman bein zeh leukif. What's the difference in that and putting on the saddle? He didn't respond. So he assumed that he didn't respond because he felt that the question was not worth responding to. So Esrei, he asked him a question. If the Ukav is on the animal, going into Shabbos, in case where they were traveling in the it came Shabbos, you got to get it off. So you can't take it off, you cannot take it off via dayim directly. You can move it back and forth around the chotzer with the intent of it falling off. Boy, if you can't take it off, for sure you can't put it on. So you see that I'm right, that you can't put on the okif. So he thought he ignored this question about Ukif because he held it was not correct. So he's saying, listen, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right, that you can't put on the Ukif. So now you have to answer me, why is the Mardas different? Abelai Reb Zera said to Reb Nosson, Reb Asi Bar Nosson, Shavke, leave Reb Chiya bar Reb Ashi alone. Ki Rabbi Sirle, he holds like his Rebbe. Dama Reb Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. So Reb Chiya bar Ashi quoted the name of Rav. Rav said the following halacha: Tell them traskel a behemah b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a traskel. Traskel is like a basket. We had before, like the case of you put a basket, something lands in the basket, the guy we could saw. She allowed to put a basket with food in it around the animal's head, or the neck. So it's a feed basket for the animal on Shabbos. The merdas, and if that's mutter, which is the more to say in a second, because that's just for tanu, just to make it more pleasurable. So merdas, which is to prevent it from being getting cold, which is something which actually is irritating to the animal. So for sure that's mutter. Oma hasam the mishum tanu shari hachad the mishum tsar lukolshke. If something which is just animal get it, this is a chance to snack it between meals, it's like, you know, that's great. It's not necessary for the animal. It's not going to starve. You feed it regularly. You don't need to have the traskel there. He was mounted that, so for sure, Shmuel says, Amar Mardas Mutter, Traskel is also. Shmuel says that to just do this act of being mitalt to something and putting it on the animal, it's a tircha of interacting with the animal, so just for the purpose of tainug, that's us. Ozer Reb Chiya bar Yosef Amar l'shmaita to Rav k'meida Shmuel. So Shmuel said that's true. So Reb Chiya bar Yosef quoted what Rav said that Chaskel is mudder, he said it's over in front of Shmuel. Amalei, so Shmuel said back to Rabbi Yosef, Ihachi Amar Abba, and that's what Abba, that was Rab, that was Rab's name. Well, Tupshotim, either that was Rab's name or that was the Lashon of Kavod they called Rab. And that's what he said, Lo Yoda B'milu Shabbat, he doesn't understand Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe my I don't call it cynical side, whatever the right way of putting it, but he didn't say Rab didn't know Hilchos Shabbos. He says, if that's what Rab said, he didn't know Hilchos Shabbos. He says, I'm not so sure I believe you. But if that's true, that's what he said, then my response would be, I disagree. But I'm not necessarily accepting your version of what Rab said, that's definite that Rab said something which I thought was wrong. Adam Eisen once was by Rav Shach, so it's all. I asked him a question, and he said he held the saucer. I told you this one. He held the saucer. They say the name of Shlomo Zalman. They say the name of Shlomo Zalman that he held the mutter. I hold the saucer. He said, I'm not telling you that Shlomo Zalman said that. I'm telling you they say over the name of Shlomo Zalman that he said that. You know, that's how he said it. I'm not saying that Rosh Hashanah said it was mutter. Ichzog is mezog and ibir Rosh Hashanah. So I was then 3 days later I was by Rosh Hashanah Zatzal and I asked him. He said, "I hold a saucer." So Rosh Hashanah was right. You know that they were quoting him incorrectly. I was talking with someone. You know, there's a person who gives halacha shir. It happened to me also. I remember one time I gave a halacha shir and I said something. The next day, somebody said back, I heard over my name the exact opposite of what I had said in the halacha shir. I said, "How do you do that?" I said, "How do you do that?" You know, I don't know. Just people just don't listen. Okay, or I didn't say it clearly. More like he saw Reb Zeira eventually decided he wants to leave Babel and go and move to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the Mora points out, that originally his name was Rav Zeira, and eventually he went to Eretz Yisrael, he got smicha, so he became Rebbe Zeira, and there are certain quotes in Shas quoting him as Rav Zeira because there was something which he'd said when he was before he got smicha and some otherwise. So Reb Zeira went up Eretz Yisrael. So Ashkechel Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, Yosef Bekamer Leil Mishmed Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes is quoting Rabbi Yechon and saying the following halacha: Nostin Merdasa Gabechem Rabbi Shabbos. You got to put Merdasa on the Chamor and Shabbos. Amar Leil Yiyasher. You should have strength. You should have all. You should be straight. That's a good shot. Or it's a lashon of. Our Yasher Kayach, right? That's what it's saying, the same phrase. And he told him, "Uchem Tirgimo Aryech Bebavu," that Aryech was like the king in Bavu. Aryech Manu, who's Aryech was Shmuel. That was a reference to Shmuel. Shmuel was used to refer to as Aryech because he was a big bucky in Piskei Dinim, etc. So he ran the Bezdin. So he's like the leader in that point. Morris says, "Well, Rav Nami Omno." Rav also said you're allowed to put it in Merdastan. So why was he quoting the name of Shmuel per se? Morris says, "Ella, the case. What happened was he heard that Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yef was quoting Rabbi Yochanan and saying, Ashmoye, he heard him. Rabbi Messiah bed that he finished off. Ain't telling Traskel b'Shabbos." And he said, "Amrli Yasher, Rechain Tergamar Aryeh Bebavel, that Mardas yes, Traskel not." Tkuli Amami is Mardas Mutter. Okay, so after all this is said and done, we still haven't answered our question. Merdas is mutter, so we said don't ask for any kashas because he says merdas is mutter. That's what his Rebbe said. Okay, but Ma'ishlami Yukov, which we have the Brisa which says Ukav is Osir. So why is Merdas Mutter and Ukav Osir? So Mar says, Shani Hosam, the Eshad, the Nafal Mimel, that the Ukav apparently, you see that it falls off. Harai, the Brisa said, you move it around the Chatzar, it'll fall off. So we're worried about it falling off, and then again the person will come to carry it, etc. Whereas the Merdas doesn't do that. Papa Omer kan lechamamo, v'kan letzanano. The Merdas is there to warm it up, because of, and the cold bothers it. The Brisa before says you can't take off the Ukav. You made a kavod chomer, if you can't take it off, for sure you can't put it on. I disagree with that. Over there, it was the opposite. The animal had traveled, it had the saddle, you want to take it off to allow it to cool. But in other words, Eilech Hanami, to put it on, the same way Merdas is mutter, and Ukav is mutter. The Brisa says before, you can't take it off, it was there, it was Latana to cool it off. So Lachama is Lotzara. The cold is something which is mitzayir it, so they were matzir it. The tircha involved in doing it. The tzanana, to cool it off, is something which animal would like to cool off, but less than tzara, it's not considered tzara for the animal. V'hainu d'amri yinshi, that's a phrase people say, chamra afila b'ktufas tamas is tree-related. Chamor gets cold, even though it's middle of the hot summer, its nature is to be cold, and therefore it doesn't, cooling off is not its problem, heating up is a problem. See Rashi. No, I don't think we spoke about why. No, see Rashi should mention it. Okay. The previous says later on, it says if it's not when it's attached, when it's not attached, it's awesome. Shem Liel said that af ukiv the iunami mehani lechamo. You got to put on the ukiv, to warm it up. Vashi yishalem masrichon. Putchel the mefsi kemisha roitzel latino masri. Which again, masricha was attached to the front, and the two attach it to the back, and that looks like you're trying to load it up to go somewhere. And that's a problem. Mitzvah tachlis novoy. It's pushlo shereshin shom shel teri ukif amasi al tzavora. You put it, attach it to the back, then it shouldn't move too far forward. Up at the animal's neck, because you read this lame when it's going down into the valley. But Masreif is put there, Shaloi Terid al Znaba, Kishahi al Haharim. That's attached to the front, around the neck, that it shouldn't move too far back as it climbs up. So, that was discussing allowing it, so Shimla was matured it to go out wearing an oak. Now we have a question of Maul, and we said you can't, and only go out with a Merdas if the Merdas is attached before Shabbos. Okay, that's not our issue. Maul lit the Merdas. I want to know that there's any problem putting it on, not without Hutzah, just putting it on for a second. Okay, Sina, Amalei, this is the Girsah. Amalei Mutter, Amalei Vachimah Ben Zel the Ukif, Ishta. So, Esa. Kisabra, he thought how the ishtik, the reason why he kept quiet, is Mishum the loy Ashkach Bechis was ignoring him. The Sabra Ukav Nami Shari, because Ukav he held was mutter. That's why. Said, you know, what are you asking me? You know, a question which is not correct. Therefore, Vesive mi Brisa, the Brisa says it's also taken off. And Behashalitl Amarta loy, Lohaniach mi boy. to take it over zasa, for sure putting on the zasa, the dama kilu tzarach latina masik, it looks like you're planning to, and the logic behind the reason would be also because it looks like you're involved in loading the animal. The ukav, we picture the ukav for saddle for person, and apparently the ukav is also could be used to hold, put items on, to hold items. So he said, leave him alone. Rabbi, he holds like his rabbi, which was Rab. You're allowed to put this basket full of barley. And his mouth is right there. It's just make it more comfortable for the animal. It shouldn't have to bend down. So Rav said that was also mutter. Shmuel said that's not mutter. And possibly you're going to the process of putting it on. There's elements of tircha for the animal, for the animal, what the animal's needs are, but not something which is not necessary for the animal. Sarah Shaltzina, if Tanug is mutter, should Sarah for sure is mutter. Madas mutter, the Sarahi, that he'll have urch b'hochi b'lav masi, something which is the animal, the reason why Sarah should be more mutter, because it's not considered a burden, she'll have to put it on. I guess what Rashi is saying, therefore, potentially either Rashi means, therefore, there's no concern of it. We're not talking about Yitzhak over here, we're talking about in the Chatzar, but you might come to take it out as is, so that's okay. Alternatively, Chazal asked her doing something which looks like the purpose of Masli in the Chatzar. So Merdas doesn't have that issue. Shmait the Rab, the Shoyber, Traskel, he quoted over the Rab, said it's Mutter, and he says, if that's what Abba said, Chaberi, Avres, Chaber, Chaber, Avrech, Abba, Lamalka. Sudarshan Avrech means a Abba, a companion to the Melech. Shmuel Kaber, Ariach, Hashem, Shahi, Baki, Bedinim, Shafet, Kemelech, Hashafet, Allah, Oretz, Lashon, Richa, is Melech. The word says Richa means the Melech. Sorry, he was like the king, because he's in charge of the executive branch of getting the dinim done, etc. Or Rav Lami Omer, the king of the Shur, but Traskel, Koshkin, Merdasa, Merdasa's mother. So he said, no, he said, Traskel is Asr. Masham Yokif, the Asr Litzel, but Koshkin, Lanicha. Why is Yokif Asr? The answer is an awful mail. We're worried about it falling off. Like the Brisa says, it'll fall off. The reason why Madas is mutter is because it's heating it up. The case before taking off the luv, it was heated up. And now, which is carried before Shabbos, now it needs to cool off. If you don't take it off, it's not a personal problem. But it will cool off by itself because the amrinchi, that the chamor cools off very easily, even in the sun. Okay. Meisvei. Loyetze has sus bizon of shul, so they would attach the tail of a fox as some type of a skula against iron hara, so you can't carry that on Shabbos. Lubas haruris shebein enol, and you can't have this like red colored thread between the eyes, which was done there just to make it look pretty. I like that, some type of a ribbon. Lo yetzi azov bekis shalo, a person who's a sov can't go out carrying the kis like we had in the first parak, because the purpose is to catch the zivo, so it's made for carrying. Lo izim bekis shabat adayim, the izim can't go out with a kis over their the goats, female goats, to catch the milk from their udders. Well, the poor can't go out with a muzzle. Well, And siyachim are young goats, I think. Mitrasklim shebefiyim l'shesarabim. They can't go out carrying their trasklim l'shesarabim. The behemoth can't go out with some type of a shoe on it. Well, the kameya, the animal can't go out wearing an amulet. Avishumumchi, even though it is an established functioning amulet. That's a chumra that an animal has over a person, because a person who is wearing an amulet per person, which is known that it works, is more to the wear on Shabbos. The animal can go out with a bandage over it if it has a wound. Okay. A splint, if there's a break, it can have a splint, and that's an animal can go out wearing that. It's starting to give birth, and the child is partially out, and the animal is allowed to go out carrying that. You can stuff up the bell that it has around his neck, so it shouldn't make any sound. And that's mutter to wear around the chotzer. As we learned, the siyachim can't go out with the traskel around their by their mouth. It's rishas harabim. Rishas harabim who the loy. Halachotzer shabrodami. The only problem is to carry on a chutzah, but to wear it in the chotzer is mutter. So it's a riot, it's a rav. My love, bigatayim. Umishum tali. Talking about an animal which is large enough that it does not need it to feed. It's able to feed from the ground, just a little bit more of a, it's an asik on the ground. And we shimtanu, but it's making, you know, it's just making it more pleasurable, easier for the animal. That's a right to rabbi. The verse says, lo b'ktanim u'mishum tsar. The b'raisa, which is saying that in a chotzer, it's mutzer, we're talking about, but even so much as arm mitzvah. Talking about that smaller animals, which their necks are not long, so bending down to the ground is a big ace. They have to sort of like spread out their legs to get them down. It's like instead of just putting their head down, their necks are not long enough. So for them, it's very difficult to eat. So this is not just a tainug to have the traskel. This is like that there's a tsar involved, and that's why it's mutter. Dekanami. It seems to be precise in the Mishnah, in the Brisa. The Ketani, the Kameya, which the purpose of the Kameya was because the animal had some type of an illness, etc. We're talking about things, we're addressing an issue, not Stam, just for time. And that's why it's important. Zakrashi, the son of Shul, Shetanul Ben Enov, they were tied by the animal's eyes, Shul Yishuv Boy Ayan, which would prevent the iron harav from affecting it. So Ruvus is lanoi, red thread to make it look pretty. Kishaloi Zov can't wear his kiss. Shashatan Vamosa, they put on the male organ. The Kabul Zoiv to catch the flow. Validik, and never he'd be able to count. Minyan Ryoisov, how many times he saw Zoiv? That's awesome. Shenatashalo, that's not a Tash. Kishavat Adain, Kabul Cholav and Noitiv. Wants to catch the milk was dripping. Sometimes they had very large udders and they would get scratched as the animal would move around amongst the thorns, etc. It would scratch the udder, and that was so. That's that kiss is not permitted to wear. I'm not sure why not, but it's not.
Why it's not
allowed? In other words, why isn't that considered now that it's for a shmirah for the animal and that should be mutter?
Maybe because it's protecting the animal from pain.
Right. So why isn't that permitted?
Because of that.
Right. In other words, normally the things which are there for to maintain the animal, as opposed to prepare for it to carry a burden, but those are things that are not considered chitzah. That for the animal, that's its clothing. That's what it wears.
Maybe because in the natural sense, you know, that's it's sort of a natural thing. I mean, they're about to swell up, they drag them around.
Maybe.
Whereas the back of an animal, you know, you put a cloth on it, that's like not natural. That's something man does to it.
Okay, could be. Chasam shapiyot. Shechasim is something muzzle, it's latir, besad is acherim, that shouldn't pasture in other fields. Shechim l'makam at marisim, you take it to where you're planning to let it feed. And you take off the muzzle. Esanus roglav, shechasim l'sandal shamateches, shaloi yezikua avonim. They make like a metal shoe to prevent the animal from being hurt by stepping on pebbles, stones. So that's not mutter. It's not necessary. It's not mutter. Kamei ksav l'rapus chali. It's a ksav which is there to heal some type of illness, an amulet. So mumcha sharipa kvar gimel pama. It's worked three times. It's still awesome. So chamer b'ad behemim b'adam. Because although the hashda that kamei koi. Right now the verse is assumed is going on the case of the kamei. The reading of the kaman parak b'mei isha yotze shalom yotze b'kamei mumcha. A person could go out wearing a kamei mumcha. And this not. That's the more question. Change that. That's the more similar right now. Kol hani is telling you lo seitzei hanoch talav shmiras gufahu ala masoi. So these, the problem is they're not shmiras gufa, but they're considered a masoi. But the more is going to ask, why is the kamei a masoi? If it's merah, it's a chumcha, why is it? The sandal, which is definitely not a mat, it's there to protect the animal. It's mishum the dilma mishtala fasalasuya. Where all the words there, the concern is that it will fall off and come to carry. If it has a bandage on a wound, it's not going to carry it. It's put on tight, and even falls off. You want to put it back on right away to protect the animal's wound. I think more said it around that the aga, the bandage, once it falls off, it's not, you're not going to put it back on. I'm not sure. I think that's correct. Kishon al-shever, splints. Behemah shenishma ba'etzim, broke a bone. Vashon l'dapim, mikan, you put two pieces of wood on either side. Kishon al-shama shama, and you tie them on. They maintain the bone, so it keeps the bone in place until the bone grows back and attaches, the break heals. The shilya, actually the shilya was the sack which has the child in it, not just the placenta, which came up partially. Poking lazuk, avukasheena pokuk, and go out with his bell when it's stuffed up. But if it does, it's not pokuk. I feel the bechatzah loytetz. They can't go out wearing the bell in the chatzah. Neisha ha'inbol shabasoicha mekashkeish, because the clapper inside will make the sound. The merlit karl. And Chazal did not want you to do that. Because it looks like you were taking it out to go to the market, wherever it is. Kapokik mitzemer or muchin, you put in either wool or muchin or some soft material, sheikashkus in roshabasecha, that it'll prevent the clapper from making noise. The zug is an ishklit, is a bell. Inbul is bata, which is the banger. Matayelis, versus zug bechotze, that's mutter in the chotze. You can't go out wearing a bell because it looks like you're going out to the marketplace. They used to bring their bell, the animals to the marketplace with bells on, bells ringing. My lab, which says the case of the Traskel, is talking about the Tishachim Gedarlim Kamer, the Tzabor and Oruch, they have long necks. It's not difficult for them to bend, to put their head down. From the ground. Turn on the tainug, and you put in the traskel there just for tainug, because of the shmul. that it's mutter. Latan, Marzal no, but ketanim, arkavaseim gavoyim. They have long legs. The sabor and cotton, the necks are short. V'yeshlem tzar l'shulcha agabe karka b'lechos. They find eating difficult. Teikanami, it says dumya. To the case of the kameya, mishum charli, that the case was because there was an issue that needed to be addressed. Shema aminu.